some things that I'll always remember about the first two games. Like the first one, I love that there was virtually, you know, unlimited creative spots. I mean, I've created so many guys in that game. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it was like the entire Fire Pro roster from, like, you know, I went nuts. And then Action Arcade 2, I really loved the amount of match types. So are those two things that you guys are going to carry over to 3?
Well, yeah, I mean, the roster spots, even to this day, I'm not sure why they limit them, because I just saved it to the hard drive. I'm sure the game breaks once you fill your hard drive with wrestlers, but that's going to be so long and nobody's going to do it that I didn't debug it.
Yeah.
But, so I guess something happens, but the wrestlers, and again, I think the main thing I'm going to be doing with this one in terms of the wrestler edits is that all of the creation of wrestlers, what I'm considering is I'm actually keeping that all on the PC. Even if we end up doing it for Xbox One or PS4 or iOS or whatever it would be, I still think the PC is such a powerful modding tool that we'd like to investigate keeping that on there and then simply exporting files to the different formats. So that, I think that would be a good way to, like you said, keep all of the, tons of wrestlers on your hard drive and load them up to whatever you're going to do. But if we're doing it on a PC, there's no reason to limit the number of, wrestlers. And match types, it's kind of a thing where, you know, we release it and then, I want to do a lot of different match types, and it's just a matter of, you know, releasing them and releasing them and releasing them and testing them and all that type of stuff. So I don't see any reason the game could technically never be done, because I could just keep thinking up new match types and just releasing them. And that's another nice benefit of putting it up, you know, on the PC first, is that you just continually put these match types. And once I have 20, 30 match types, maybe I say, okay, well then now we have enough good content to make it worthy of a launch for a game console. But that's really nice. To release it on Steam, because you can do that kind of stuff.
Speaking of which, what are your hopes in terms of home consoles? Are you thinking like Xbox? Are you thinking PS4? Are you thinking mobile? Like, what's your thought process right now?
I'm very, very agnostic when it comes to the game consoles. I'm the least fanboy you ever see. I have them all. I like them all. I could care less what it's on. Bring them on. I mean, again, that's the nice thing about developing it in a very good foundation, like an engine like Unreal Engine, because it has the ability to export to all of those, and it's just simply a matter of taking away the control scheme and inserting another control scheme. You know, you're on a keyboard, you're on a PS4 controller, you're on a touch screen, but the actual underlying foundation logic remains the same, which is really nice and really beneficial for indie developers to be able to do that. It's just a really nice engine.